Blog Talk Radio.
Om Afrika, Emota, Om Afrika, Om Se, the beautiful African, izwi lethu, fatshe la rona, the land is ours, tiko ra hina, shango lashu. Om Afrika, the program, we express our deep condolences to the families of the 10 sons and daughters of the Swail, members of the African National Congress, ANC, who perished this past week in Africa and perished in a bus accident and buried yesterday, 23 April, that is Saturday. May your souls rest in peace. We, Ma Africa, enhance the individual Ma Africa, respective of political affiliation. Your life as Ma Africa comes first. The call is to guarantee and maximize the rights, human and intellectual resources of the individual Ma Africa, to build a vibrant, independent socialist republic and the monolithic state of Africa. That is our core principles from Africa. So every life to us counts. And we appreciate those who participate to advance our cause of liberation and advance the African insurgency liberation. And again, Africa, we honor and commemorate, as we did in the past program, our giants, Africa, the giants of the Azanian liberation, among others, Africa, because we got plenty. But among others, Africa, Africa, Zef Mutopeng, dubbed the Lion of Azania, Jafto Kalabi Masemola, dubbed the Tiger of Azania, and Mangaluso Robert Sobukwe, the Father of Azania. As you said, Africa, in 2014 national elections, only 39% of the registered voters voted, Africa. 61% majority did not vote. To the individual Africa in communities, you are the root. You are the voice, the ears, the eyes. You are the messenger, the Africanist messenger, yourself. Your voice is more powerful than a campaign T-shirt or party placard. We repeat this again, Africa. Yourself, your face, your voice is more powerful than a campaign T-shirt and party placard. So as you have pointed out again, Africa, the liberation martyr sacrificed the life and limb. Did not wait for a party T-shirt or a party political placard. They spoke to the willing. They went out, spoke to the willing, to those who are willing to listen and commit. And the call, Africa, to you is to talk to family, talk to family, talk to friends, talk to the neighbors, talk to the neighborhood. Do not wait for the party T-shirt or the party placard. You are the representative in life, better, because you can explain, listen, and put input. Fashion the Africanist ideology to serve the needs and objectives of the masses, the wants of the masses. Let your voice be heard, Ma Africa. Ask Ma Africa to vote as Ma Africa. And the willing will commit to vote. Ma Africa, you, the individual Ma Africa, you are your own liberator. Ma Africa is his or her own liberator. And the vote we liberated Ma Africa is a powerful weapon that can transform the individual Ma Africa's living conditions. Your conditions can change overnight, Ma Africa. We pointed out, because you hold the power of the vote and you hold the ownership of the vote. You hold ownership of the country and ownership of the country's money. It is not up to the political parties, Ma Africa. It is up to you to set the terms of your vote. Set them. But it is my Africa has to go out and listen to the people and the terms of their vote. And tell them that Guma Africa, man, we fought for this liberation and we've got it in Goko. We have it now. And you, my Africa, should say that you set the terms of your vote, what you want done and delivered. And as more Africa, you vote to demand accountability. Now, what do we mean by accountability? We say that you vote, your vote must account to you and the community only. First to you and the community, not to anybody else. Not to the political party, no, to you and the community. Whoever you vote and the party you vote are accountable to you, my Africa. You. Don't let people come and fool you around and say, no, in fact, sometimes if they come to the community, they impose, they put in somebody that the community does not know and does not want. So, my Africa, we say that vote the party or the person to account and deliver to you. Not vote the party to account to the political party first. That is, you vote a party, a paradigm that is being imposed, to account to the political party first, then to themselves, and last to you. No, it doesn't have to work that way. So, the second aspect is that own the vote and own the voting process. Africa, we repeat, you and you alone own the vote and nobody else. You own your vote and nobody else. You vote whoever you choose to vote from within the community. And don't let political parties parachute an outside person and stranger for you to vote for. No. Because that stranger is accountable to the political party, not accountable to you and the community. And more Africa, the voting process, let's say you should own the voting process. This means that more Africa, government must train and hire first community members to watch over the vote. I repeat, more Africa, government must train and hire first community members to watch over the vote. Because the same thing, more Africa, you get strangers coming in to watch your vote. The next thing is they might as well parachute somebody else to watch a vote, and that's where the tricksters happen. Yes, they might have political party representatives there, but you have to sit there and make sure that the community vote is delivered according. Because ultimately, Mafrika, it is you and the community that put the terms. The vote is yours, Mafrika. Why give it away? As you said, that your vote is not fluffy. We pointed out. And Mafrika, you and the community must vote to write and pass law of your right, my Africa, and together with the community right, to call back. You have to write, look, next time, voters, my Africa, and among the terms of voting is that, no, you got to be able to recall these people. You should be able to call back the representative, vote back or fire the representative you voted that fails to deliver. That's all. That's all. That's one of the principles that have to be put in there. So that we begin to own the vote, own the process. That's it. And we say that, my Africa, service delivery starts with you, my Africa. It starts with your needs and wants, and the community needs and service start with you, the individual, my Africa. It does not come from the air. It should not be written by consultants and say that, no, we think that these people will. No, it has to come from you and everything to talk to you. You have to be talked to and decide which one are you going to vote. And we say that, my Africa, vote as my Africa. And you, my Africa, the individual, my Africa, are the one who raises the alarm. Your vote is your weapon, my Africa, and power to deliver community service. And 61% of you, my Africa, did not vote in 2014 national election. What does that mean? Well, I have to quote my 1957. Let's quote Putlako Lebalo in 1957. Up and flying, fiery Africanist in the nature of struggle today. He wrote that December 1957. He said to the Africanist, the struggle is both nationalist and democratic in that it involves the restoration of the land to its rightful owners. the Africans, which fact immediately divides the combatant into the combatants, into the conquered and the conqueror, the invaded and the invader, the dispossessed and the dispossessor. That task is for whites to maintain and retain the spoils passed on to them by their forefathers, and for the Africans, the overthrow of the foreign yoke and the reclamation of the land of our forefathers, the land of our forefathers. So what happened, Africa, 1994? What happened since 1994? 21 years after the first black vote, 2016. The majority dispossessed remained the majority land dispossessed. The African majority government has failed, Africa, to dispossess and return the stolen land. In effect, Africa, they came up with a plan, all right? Because I always said that they come up with it. These are tricksters. They always come up with plans. Devise the willing seller, willing buyer principle. To buy our stolen land using our money from the whites willing to sell. Buy stolen land using our money from the whites willing to sell. Now, we have water, sewage, food, development. How are you going to do this? It didn't work. It was bound to fail. The money has run out, Africa. The money has run out. And you, the African government president, the president of this our majority government, comes back, Africa. I mean, tell the chiefs and kings, put your money. He tells them, put your money together, hire a good lawyer to get back your land, to get your land back. A whole president of the majority with the majority MPs in parliament. And Africa, you voted this African government. Of course, 39% voted this government to uproot and undo the apartheid bondage. 39% they voted in 2014, but it was more in 1994. And this time, Africa, we are saying that we are calling upon him, Africa, the 61% majority that did not vote. We say, vote as more Africa so that we dispossess. Vote as more Africa to dispossess the stolen land, natural and economic resources. No excuses, Africa, no excuses. International law backs us up because apartheid and colonial occupation were crimes against humanity, economic crimes against humanity. We can get our land back. I'm African, when they go into parliament, into power, the first step is dispossess the land. Undo the 19 Land Act, and every land belongs to, reverts back to the state authority. Ownership, that's it. There's no buying of stolen land. At the minimum, we can compensate you for the improvements on the land. But the land itself, no. And today in Africa, we are split. The majority is split and splintering into splinter parties and inter-party factions. Now, I need to point out with these inter-party factions, especially to my Africa. Fundamentally, the ideology and principles of my Africa, the Africanist, is superior and pure. The problem on my Africa is administrative. If you fail to administrate, if you fail to manage properly, the whole structure, the edifice, is going to fall apart. It's like failing. Like, for example, we had the issue of Eskom, where they did not remove the coal from the ovens, and they were paying themselves bonuses, sitting there getting bonuses for that. And the whole electricity supply system collapsed, and we had to pay billions, pay $23 billion to get diesel to run the generators. Because we couldn't use coal because the ovens, somebody did not remove the ash from the ovens. Now, you may have a superior ideology. You may have a pure ideology in terms of the Africanist. And you may be pure, uncontaminated by corruption. But if you fail to manage, if you fail to administrate, if you fail to follow your own rules and regulations, you may end up in the courts and have third parties intervene on something that you can handle, Africa. There is no point in that. So the majority vote is split and splintering into splinter parties and inter-party factions. including Maram Africa, our government, the majority government, and Africa, the proportional electoral system, split us more, Africa. It is splitting the voting population along racial voting groups. And this, we said, Africa, this is a form of racialized electioneering or democratic apartheid. And we have a minority, Africa, minority groups. They enjoy voting power as a group in excess and disproportionate to their population numbers. As for them, Africa, the numerical racial minority is solidly united as an electoral racial group. It is visibly rising, Africa. They're rising, trying to buy and bribe some of the splinter parties. They're trying to split and capture the splintered majority of African black vote. In effect, aiming Africa to become the political, cultural majority. And the minority groups of Africa shall not join. They never join the majority groups. Rather, they keep and retain their minority group hegemony, only reach out to split the majority to join them. That's it. So you're going to be perpetually occupied. Perpetually colonized. And my Africa, the appeal to you is that wherever you are, my Africa, go out, propagate the Africanist principle. Propagate, vote, propagate my Africa. 61% of the majority did not vote, and we are the majority. And as Africanists, my Africa, we guarantee the individual, human, and fundamental rights. We do not guarantee minority group rights, either electoral, political, economic, and otherwise. We don't do that. And go to the single Africa, you in the neighborhood. Don't wait for taxi fare. Don't wait for the T-shirt. Don't wait for political placards. You have the ideology. Go. Talk to the people. Let them tell you. And if they want to stand up as own representatives, they can stand under the Africanist flag. You said, oh, you're good enough. You can talk. Talk to the people. You are the leader now. Go. We'll send you to parliament. We call upon the individual of Africa to vote as more Africa. Call upon them, Africa. Vote whoever political party represents your individual community needs. But you say that vote as more Africa, elect the representative to parliament, provincial or local council government. All must be elected, Africa. But to the 61% majority of Africa who did not vote in 2014, we call on you, Africa, to vote. To implement the wishes and needs of the majority. Your vote begins with your community needs and wishes. And we say, Africa, vote to dispossess and return the stolen land, natural and economic resources. Please, man. Don't say that I'm not going to vote. No. We fought. We liberated you to go and vote. In fact, there has to be some charge or something. You know, you can't let people cannot die, sacrifice, and the next thing you should sit there. And more than likely, you're going to be drinking beer that afternoon. So now I'm not going to talk. No, go and vote and go back into the sport and have your stuff. We say again, Africa, today, 2016, that is 21 years after the first black vote in 1994. And we have the majority government elected, Africa, by the 39% minority votes. This government of ours is complaining, Africa. It's complaining that the majority of the blacks, African people, are landless. Their land is stolen and dispossessed, therefore a direct cause of the majority, that the majority are poor, hungry, and jobless. You are the majority government, man. Don't talk about a person. Look, a pedestrian, me, on the pavement, can talk like this. Land is stolen. As president of the country? No, man. We voted for you. You wanted the vote. And what stops you, Africa? Nobody stops you. You have the majority MPs. You have the majority in power. Why don't you legislate to dispossess the stolen land? Do not tell us the land was stolen. We don't want to hear that because you campaigned. Did you campaign that you are going to make life better for all? And, Africa, you co-opted yourself to guarantee the minority to retain and keep the stolen land. That's what you say. You co-opted yourself. Now you come to us, the land has been stolen. You co-opted yourself to guarantee the minority to retain and keep the stolen land and spoils of the apartheid and a colonial occupation. Now you are crying foul. The land was stolen. And that's why the majority are poor, homeless, and jobless. 1959, Mafika, let's go back. The Africanist, Mafika, Abosobuku. Quote, Mafika, following the capture of a section of the black leadership of South Africa by a section of the white ruling class, the masses of our people are in extreme danger of losing objectives of the struggle. The objectives of the struggle. This captured leadership claims to be fighting for African freedom when in truth it is fighting to perpetuate the tutelage of the African people. It is tooth and nail against Africans gaining effective control of their land. These leaders consider our country and its wealth to belong to all those who live in it, to all who live in it, the dispossessor and the indigenous victim. These leaders and their community leftist allies told and paraded themselves to the world. I mean, they did. Of course, that's me paraphrasing. We were sitting here, they were telling everybody the world, no. We are the only authentic representative of the oppressed people of South Africa. Nobody else. Now you come back to us and cry that the land is dispossessed, the land was stolen, that's why the majorities suffer, and the poor majorities suffer poverty, homelessness, and joblessness. Your allies, the leftist allies from Africa, so-called communists, and the labor union now, they cry out, Mafrika. Now, the new thing, state capture is a reality to South Africa and must be recognized at the highest level. Who do you think you're fooling? Who is the highest level? Look, call a spade, man. Stop playing. You've been playing this thing with us. Stop playing. And to call Sobukwe, Mafrika, about the leftists and communists in South Africa, he said that, Mafrika, 1959, January, there are none. There are no leftists and communists in South Africa, and there have never been any in South Africa, white or black. All we have are quacks. In fact, like Christianity, communism in South Africa has been extremely unfortunate in its choice of representatives. State capture of Africa was a reality in 1994, when the apartheid monopolies and families and migrated this political leadership in body, mind, and soul, to live amongst them. They got them to migrate from Soweto, you remember? To break bread and drink with them in their homes and compounds from Africa, far away from us. And that's how they shaped and carved the new South Africa, what they call the Rainbow Nation. Of course, the Rainbow Nation is dying. It is about dead, Mafrika. And to you, the 61% majority who did not vote, vote as Mafrika. We served, suffered, sacrificed, were executed, shot, and massacred for you to have the right to vote, Mafrika. Do not hate the spirit of the liberation, Matthias, and ancestors. Mafrika, stand up and vote. To quote Mafrika in 1957, another Africanist. The Africans are in the fortunate position of being not only the rightful owners of the land, but also the majority of the population. Now, this majority government we voted, they are crying foul, Mafrika. The land is stolen. Telling our kings and chiefs to club together, hire lawyers to fight for land. Let's quote, Mafrika. We have to go back. Now, according to the research of Dr. Motsoko Peko, premier Pan-Africanist, Mafrika, African kings, Mafrika, Prince Mangoma, imprisoned on Roman Island by the British colonialists in 1859. He said, Mafrika, quote, to have land again. Our land is us. We are the land. You took our land. Without land, we cannot be. And he died there on Roman Island, Mafrika, 75 years old. 75 of age, yeah, he died, Robben Island. And the quotation continues, Mafrika, when he told one of the white soldiers, colonial soldiers, I think Colonel Dave, quote, we Africans are to have the land again. It was bequeathed to us by our ancestors to hold, nurture, and make it productive for their progeny. You came out of the sea to our land, like a serpent you emerged from the water. Besides, you had no tongue to speak to us. We waited to know why you had come. Instead, we had you as settling and taking possession of our land. But this is our land, You made us vanish, not exist. Our land is us. We are our land. From the sea, you had no cattle. Now you have many cows and sheep. War you made to dispossess us. Blood you spilled to take even more land. We cannot give up. We cannot rest. Without land, we cannot be. This, and to paraphrase from Africa, the research, this African prince hero died on Robben Island mysteriously in 1837. As we said, that he was 75 years old, Mafrika. King Mushoeshoe, Obasanjo, 1859, Mafrika. Quote, the white people seem to be bent on proving that in politics, Christianity has no part. It may be you white people do not steal cattle, but you steal whole countries. And if you had your wish, you would send us to pasture our cattle in the clouds. Continue, Mafrika. 1652, King Domus of the Khoi Africans also had a confrontation with the colonial terrorists. And Jan van Riebeeck, Mafrika from Holland, who had claimed African land. And to quote Mafrika, King Domus of the Khoi, if we Africans were to come to Europe, would we be permitted to act in similar manner you act here? It would not matter if you stayed at the provision station, that is Table Mountain, on your way to Asia for trade and spices, because that's where they are. But you come out here to the interior. You select the best land for yourselves. You need us even once if we like it or whether it will disadvantage us. You never ask us even once if we like it or whether it will disadvantage us. To my Africa, the born free, the younger ones, take ownership and leadership over your vote. Vote as more Africa. We are there. We are there. It's not we didn't disappear. We are not extinct. And to the 61% of my Africa who did not vote, you got to vote. Mobilize your vote to deliver your needs and services. If you do not vote, my Africa, you lose and your community loses. You make your community lose. Vote as my Africa. And we say again, my Africa, do not ban clinics. Do not ban community halls. Ban people's homes, ban politicians' home, representatives and their families, ban your own community. You hold the power to vote. The change and the needs you want can be, you have the power to do that. The community, we need community halls, Mafa. You need that to exercise, stay ready and fit and healthy, because the enemy is still around. That community hall, Mafa, is important to meet, celebrate, to commemorate. Our Matthias and those who are passing through Africa, the apartheid regime did not want us to have walls. Now you are banning the walls. The clinics are critical in Africa to save your health, especially the health of our parents and grandparents, to check the unborn and the newly born. My Africa, let's not destroy ourselves. Let's not destroy ourselves, my Africa. We call upon you, my Africa, act responsibly as an owner, not as a crazy person who owns nothing. You own it. We fought for it. And we call upon you, my Africa, the individual. Talk to friends. Talk to family. Talk to community. Walk to their homes, wherever they are. Do not wait for taxi fare to travel distance. No, it's right there. Do not wait for the party T-shirts and posters. Go out, my Africa. You are the living poster and a T-shirt. Tell my Africa they own their vote. They own the country. And they own the vote equal or not less than anyone else, Marty. Not less than anyone else, not less than any party or person. Mafrika Izoletu, Fasilarona, it's a pleasure talking to you and a pleasure to listen, Mafrika. Thank you.